With the 8th pick in the 2018 NBA draft, the Cleveland Cavaliers select Colin Sexton from the University of Alabama.
Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on the Elk and Elk Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, Scott Zarilla and Joe Gabriel.
And good morning, and yes indeed, alongside Joe Gabriel, I am Scott Zarilla. If you recall, we were with you last week for the Cavaliers pre-draft show. This will be the post-draft show, and Joe, I got to give you credit. I mentioned last week you're high on the Michigan State guys. You're normally correct on them. When we talked about who we liked, who we wanted, you said Colin Sexton. Got your guy. What do you think?
Well, I think it started out with his nickname. I think that was the first thing I loved about him. It was, you know, when I saw the young bull, I thought, boy, that's exactly the type of thing the Cavs need. You need, you know, again, and all the buzzwords and catchphrases we've heard, aggressive, plays downhill, likes getting in the paint, you know, a tough competitor. These are all, I mean, if you had a checklist of things that you were looking for, point guard at the top of it. But if you had all the things, the checklist that the Cavs really are looking for right now, he fits all of them almost.
You know something else I like? We were, of course, there on Thursday night for the draft itself. You were there on Friday afternoon. I watched online when Colin met with the media. A very nice, polished young man. Yeah. And I think that's always good for those of us in the media. Mm-hmm. But what I like about it as well, he's got that confidence about him that I think you put that together with his ability. That's a good little package. I'm the more I like and see of him, the more I like and see.
Yeah. I mean, he's like the thing, you know, you talk about the whole package. And again, he wants to be in Cleveland. That's, you know, these are all big things. They're intangibles and they're small when it comes, you know, when over the grand scheme. But the fact that he wants to be here, in 1 year, he was a 4-point student. You know, I mean, he really valued his education. Both, you know, his siblings have degrees. He said on Friday afternoon he has to catch up with them. He has everything that really you like about a guy. You know, I mean, he seems to have a good head on his shoulders. You know, confident without being cocky. I mean, really, he just right now we're gonna see much more of him in summer league. But right now, everything I see, I like.
And you know, something else, Joe. A lot of it, you know, what the league has become over the years is upside. Mm-hmm. And although we didn't hear a lot about it last night, really dealing with any of the players in the draft or the lottery itself, you know, he is a guy who has his warts like basically everybody else.
Yeah.
But again, it's his attitude, his mindset, and the fact that you know, he had a coach, an Avery Johnson, played in the NBA. He's got a coach in the NBA that was a point guard. Mm-hmm. So he's got guys that can really kind of hold his hand and help him grow into a better point guard.
It's so crazy. Again, now we met him on Friday, and he's a kid. These are kids when you think about it, 19 years old. I mean, they're young guys. So you really have to think about, you know, we want to win today, everything we want now. But you think about it, by the time this kid's 22 years old, which is still really super young, imagine what he's going to be. So it's nice. As competitive as we've been as far as going to the finals and the playoffs, it's nice to bring in a young guy, and it's going to be fun to watch a young guy develop.
It's going to be really refreshing to have a young guy with that, again, that great attitude, the personality, and the ability, which, again, that's when you mix all of that together, that's a great guy to have. And I'm, again, very excited now that he is a part of the Cavaliers organization. Well, coming up on this edition of the Cavs HQ, we will hear from Colin Sexton when he met with the media on Friday afternoon. We're also going to hear from Cavaliers general manager Kobe Altman, his post-draft press conference. That was Thursday night. Fred McLeod, he was at the Barclays Center for the draft, and he sat down and had a talk with Colin's college coach, which was Avery Johnson. Avery, great personality, so I'm sure we're going to hear some really good things about that. And if we get a chance, you and I will talk about the first 14 picks of the NBA draft as well. It's all coming up. This is Cavs HQ, the post-draft show edition on the Elk and Elk Cavaliers Radio Network.
Since 1909, Nichols Bakery has been providing fresh, delicious, quality baked goods to Ohio families. From breads, buns, to sweet goods, Nichols Bakery has just what you need to get ready for the game or any meal. Stop by your nearest Discount Drug Mart and pick up fresh Nichols breads, buns, and other Nichols Bakery products today. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. you'll find everything you need.
Join Wine and Gold United, the official season ticket membership of the Cavaliers.
Up top, Kevin Lamb and Garnett at the queue.
Wine and Gold United members receive top loyalty pricing on Cav tickets, playoff priority, team shop discounts, and access to exclusive events. 22 and 44 game memberships with flexible monthly payment plans are now available. Join Wine and Gold United by calling 800-820-CAV or visit cav.com/enroll.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift to my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
Elton John. Your last chance to see him live on tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Elton John and his band. All the hits in a spectacular new show. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at Quicken Loans Arena Box Office, online at theqarena.com, or charged by phone. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Don't miss the last time to see Elton John live on tour. Produced by AEG Presents.
Back on Cavs HQ, Scott Zarrilla, Joe Gabriel with you. It is the post-draft show edition. Cavaliers selecting Colin Sexton from Alabama, the freshman, number 8 overall. Colin was in town at the Cleveland Clinic courts on Friday afternoon, meeting with the media for the first time, and we were there. So let's take you to Colin and get to know the newcomer from Alabama just a little bit better.
Hey, Colin, Tom Withers, Associated Press. I was just curious where the Young Bull nickname came from, first of all.
Just people around Atlanta just started calling me. Just a lot of the way I was playing. Every game just was out there competing. So
I think a lot of us became aware of you last year during that run during the SEC tournament. What did that do for your confidence, and what does it mean to be able to play at such a high level on the biggest stage that season?
Honestly, I just wanted to win for my team. I knew our backs was against the walls, just because we had lost so many towards the end of the season, and we needed wins. So that's when we really like turned it on and really like fought back, just so that we can make the NCAA tournament and have a chance at a big time run. So.
Hey, Colin. Dave McMenamin, ESPN. I think I saw that Kobe's your favorite player. Kobe Bryant's your favorite player. But are there any player comps or guys that you would describe your game to? Like,
I like watching John Wall take away how he is in the open floor. Nobody can pretty much stop him and stay in front of him. And then Eric Bledsoe, how he gets to his spots whenever he wants to. And then Rush, just by the energy he plays with, night in, night out. He doesn't take any plays off, any games off, so.
Yeah, and how much did you watch the Cavs last season?
I watched a whole lot, just to see, like, certain teams you watch, just to see, like, how you could fit in their system and different things like that.
Chris.
Hey, Colin. Chris Fedor, Cleveland.com. Kobe mentioned that you wanted to be here in Cleveland. What was it about this situation that made you want to come here?
Honestly, just being able to come in and learn all these veterans around. And I know I feel like I can come in and do that, as well as like all the people, to like the managers here, the trainers, that's going to help me and to be the best player I can be on the court, as well as off the court, the nutritionists and stuff like that. So.
And Ty, how much say did you have in this as a former point guard? It seems like Colin's kind of the point guard that you would look for, up-tempo, attack and transition, get to the basket.
We discussed it a lot, and I've seen Colin grow, you know, as a player. And he exemplifies, I think, hard work and dedication. I think when you look at him 2 years ago, wasn't on a circuit as being one of the top players in the country, but he continued to work and continued to dedicate himself to the game of basketball. And look where he's at today, you know, a lottery pick for the Cleveland Cavaliers. So when you have a guy like this and the kind of story that he has to get here and his path to get here, it's unbelievable. And when you got guys that work hard as Colin does, to get where he wants to get, those are guys you want on your team. And his toughness, his character, being a great student in the classroom, all that exemplifies what we want to do here in Cleveland, and I'm glad he's a part of it.
Colin, Joe Varden from Cleveland.com, welcome. We see your number, 2, which I know is your college number. But the last guy to wear it was Kyrie, and, you know, a lot of us have already said that you're the guy that maybe the Cavs hope can replace him. Do you feel like you have to live up to what he did in his 6 years here?
Not at all. Coming in, I'm going to set goals for myself, and then as well as it's going to be team goals that we set. But I feel like I'm not going to have to live up to anybody's shoes. I'm just come in and learn and be the best player I can be on the court as well as off the court. So.
Marla Ridenour, Akron Beacon Journal. Journal, welcome, Colin. I'm just wondering, your explosiveness, did that come from any other sport, or where? When did you realize you had it, and do you sometimes have to harness it?
I would say, like, around the end of my, like, 7th, 8th grade year, I just started, like, jumping really high. So that's really when things started picking up for me, is, like, when I started dunking, so.
You dunked when you were what, 7th grade?
Yes, 7th grade.
And winning that dunk contest at the McDonald's game, there's been some pretty prestigious winners. Did that mean anything to you?
Honestly, I just wanted to go out there and compete and win. I felt like it was a time for me to show what I can do. So.
But you were basketball all the way, never played anything else?
I ran track, that was it.
Terry.
Colin, Terry Pulido, Cleveland Plain Dealer. Number one, they're talking about your jump shot, the need to improve. How are you going to deal with that?
Just continue to get up reps and keep working on it, and as well as watch a whole lot of film and watch how I was missing and which way the ball was rotating when it was coming off my fingers and stuff like that. But I felt like now I have corrected that, so.
Are you figuring some stuff out already about it?
Yes.
And then the other question is, you know, by your senior year, you're a top 10 recruit in the whole country and so on. Top 10 recruits don't go to Alabama for basketball. Right. Right. So why would you go there?
Honestly, going in, Coach Avery, he was a coach in the NBA as well. He played in the NBA. He was a big part of it. But honestly, I wanted to go somewhere and make a name for myself. I wanted to go somewhere and establish a winning culture, because everybody knows about the football team. So I wanted to change the culture and make it both basketball as well as football, and just give the fans what they want back in Tuscaloosa. So.
One last thing, did he get on you? Was he one of the earlier people to recruit you?
Yes, he got on me pretty early, and we just built that relationship over time. So.
Joe.
Joe Gabriel, Cavs.com. I think a lot of one and done guys get dogged because they kind of use colleges like a stopover to the NBA. But you, according to Kobe, had a 4-point GPA. How important was education, and why did you take that so seriously in your 1 year? What does that say about you?
Honestly, education is very important to me and my family. So I just felt like being at school, I might as well try and get the best of it. And both of my siblings, they have their degrees, and I want to get mine as well. I can't be left out.
Hey, Colin, Jeff Shudell, News Herald. This is a good segue. So what would you want to do if you weren't a basketball player with that? You know, since you had a 4.0, what would you want to do?
I would probably say, like, something with business. Or engineering, something like that. So.
And when we talked to your coach this morning, he said you could have come right out of high school to go to the NBA. So what did that 1 year at school do for you as a basketball player?
I felt like as a basketball player, he helped me. It helped me a whole lot just by learning the game and be able to change the way I play. And also off the court, just be responsible and a young adult, because like you have to grow up and become a leader on the court as well as off the court. So.
And that is part one of our media availability with Colin Sexton. We need to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll play part two with the 6'3 guard from Alabama. That's coming up next. This is Cavs HQ on the Elk and Elk Cavaliers Radio Network.
If you're a Clevelander like me, Jimmy Hanlon, then you know how many great eateries there are. But I bet you don't know who has the best fried chicken sandwich in the land, the Rustic Grill. The crispy, juicy chicken coated in buttermilk delivers just a hint of spice, cooled and contrasted perfectly by the house-made coleslaw and pickles topping it off. Finish it with bacon and cheddar, all housed between a buttery toasted bun, and you will have every foodie's ultimate sandwich. Swing by the Rustic Grill at Stonewater on One Club Drive in Highland Heights. Who knows? I might just see you there.
Elton John. Your last chance to see him live on tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Elton John and his band. All the hits in a spectacular new show. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at Quicken Loans Arena box office, online at theqarena.com, or charged by phone. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Saturday, November 3rd, Quicken Loans Arena. Don't miss the last time to see Elton John live on tour. Produced by AEG Presents.
If you need new furniture or mattresses, you probably wish you had a friend in the business. You do. Levine's Clearance Center and Outlet is packed with incredible deals on living rooms, bedrooms, recliners, top brand mattresses, and more. Plus, with 50, 60, up to 70% off special buys, one-of-a-kinds, and discontinued inventory, it's like having a best friend in the business. Sofas start at $298, recliners only $177, and no interest for 6 months. Visit LevinFurniture.com for outlet locations.
Driving in Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Burke-Lakefront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.
It's time for some basketball. At the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Right back on Cavs HQ, the post-draft show edition on the Elk and Elk Cavaliers Radio Network. Let's go back to Cleveland Clinic Courts for part two of Colin Sexton and his introductory press conference with the Cleveland media.
Colin, Hayden Grove, Cleveland.com. Welcome to Cleveland. Avery Johnson, obviously a very important person in your life probably. What have you learned from him specifically coming into this situation, and what are some things that he's told you, you know, about entering the NBA at this time?
Coming in this, he just told me to soak it all up, just come in and have fun, honestly, because like you only do this one time, like going through like the media and all this extra stuff, you only do like one time, especially the combine, draft combine, and then the lottery. So he just really just told me to soak it all up and have fun. And then what was your second question?
What you've learned from him going into, I mean, just about the NBA, and what advice has he given you about just being an NBA player and to work hard and stuff like that?
He told me this wasn't the end, this was only the beginning. And He told me, don't stop working. Keep the same attitude that I have and work every day to get better. So.
Mike Snyder, WTAM. Colin, welcome to Cleveland. For you initially, what do you see as the biggest challenge being a point guard in the NBA?
Coming in, I would say you have to make sure the guys around you are all like together in one. That's the biggest thing because everybody has egos. Everybody is older. Vets do certain things certain ways. So just building that relationship with your teammates, that's the biggest thing because you build that relationship off the court, then it rolls over onto the court and good things happen after that.
And Ty, maybe a follow-up to your thoughts about, you know, instructing him as he takes on that role, because it is a position you don't just think about yourself, correct?
Yeah, I'm excited. You know, a young guy who's coming into the league, and, you know, we haven't had a lot of chances to develop guys. And, you know, we did the Kevin Love deal and the trades. We didn't have a chance to have draft picks. So, you know, now having him and having Clarkson and Hood and Jetty, Big Z, and now we have guys that we can develop and help and try to mature as they go along. I'm very excited for that challenge. And, you know, you always want to take young players and mold them to be who you want them to be and take on your personality. And I think he fits it perfect. And so I'm excited for him. It's his day. I'm excited for his parents and his family. But he's put the work in. And he understands what it takes to be great. And as long as you understand that and you work hard, you're in the right situation. So I'm very excited for him. I'm very excited for what he can do for this team. A great change of pace guard that we need to play with, you know, with tempo, with pace, getting into the paint, getting to the free throw line, being able to finish, make plays for other guys. So with the guys we have now and add him to the mix, I'm very excited.
Back row, Allie
Clifton, Fox Sports Ohio. Colin, welcome. Ty, for you, obviously you're very familiar with Avery Johnson. I'm just curious if you had conversations yet with him about Colin, if there's anything maybe that he shared with you that you didn't know.
Who went?
He played for Coach Johnson.
Yeah. That's why I said he's very familiar.
He has a great impersonation, but not for now.
Avery's great. You know, I had a chance to play with him the second to last year before my last season. And just being a point guard, and he was the hardest on his point guards because he played the position, he won championships, and he was tough on me, J.J. Barea, you know, Jason Terry, and just his voice just makes me laugh right now because he knows the story I'm about to tell. But I have had a chance to talk to Avery, you know, about Colin because I've seen him grow. I watched him play. I understand who he is as a player and as a person. Talked to his parents a lot throughout the course of his college selection. So I know them very well, and I'm just excited, man. Just like I said, to be able to have a young talent that I can help mold and build and make better and teach them, you know, what suit to wear, what shoes to wear with a suit, you know, how to tie a tie, you know, when you go to dinner, you know, things like that Brian Shaw and Robert Horry and Ron Harper and those guys taught me. So I'm very excited about that.
Left side, Spencer.
Colin, Spencer Davies, Basketball Insiders. Welcome to Cleveland. Just looking at some of your stats, you had over 250 times at the free throw line last year, something that Kobe said he liked about you and Avery as well. Would you describe yourself as an attack-first point guard, or would you say that you get other guys involved, or what? Because it seems like these guys think you're a hybrid.
Honestly, I feel like I attack the basket pretty well. I can score it. But that's part of my game that I will be working on, just making sure that my teammates are involved throughout the whole entire game, making sure they get easy looks. So.
And Avery said that you're kind of a soft-spoken guy, but describes you as explosive on the court. How do you handle that off the floor that you're a little bit shy, but on the court you're somebody who comes out with fire?
Just because, like, when you get in between those lines, it's no friends. When you get in between those lines, it's us against them, and we're trying to win. So it's like a switch that cuts on. It's go time when you get on the court. So,
what's it like playing 3-on-5 in a major college game? Did you ever expect to be in a situation like that?
Not at all. You know, growing up, like, you have, like, AAU games where people would be running late or something, so that's when you do it. But other than that, I never expected it.
What did you learn about yourself in that game?
I just felt like I didn't give up. I fought to the end, and we had an opportunity to win. So.
And there was a social media posting last night that went viral, a video of you, I guess, in high school with a little stare down at the foul line. Can you give us the backstory on that?
Honestly, it was just like I felt somebody looking at me, so then I had to look back. That's it.
You know, Joe, like we talked at the top of the show, just a really nice young man, and I know you had a chance to actually speak with him in person afterwards on Friday.
Yeah, the one thing I think all of us really wanted to ask him about was that 3-on-5 game. And it was cool. The thing I asked him about was how cool was it to get drafted in the same building where you really got put on the map against in the Minnesota game. What a great kid. Just a great kid.
And it's exciting to have someone who's excited to be here with the Cavaliers. Well, we need to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to hear from Cavs general manager Kobe Altman, get his thoughts on Colin Sexton. It's coming up next on this edition, the post-draft show edition of Cavs HQ on the Elk and Elk Cavaliers Radio Network.
Metallica World Wired Tour live. Friday, February 1st, Quicken Loans Arena. Metallica. Buy tickets at theqarena.com, the venue box office, all Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart locations, or by phone. World Wired Tour.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which
Metallica.
I desire.
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift to my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
Join Wine & Gold United, the official season ticket membership of the Cavaliers.
Up top, Kevin Lamb and Garnett to the cue!
Wine & Gold United members receive top loyalty pricing on Cavs tickets, playoff priority, team shop discounts, and access to exclusive events. 22 and 44 game memberships with flexible monthly payment plans are now available. Join Wine & Gold United by calling 800-820-CAVS or visit cavs.com/enroll.
The Eagles, live in concert.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Performing over four decades of hits.
Take it to the limit.
Quicken Loans Arena, Saturday, October 20th. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The Eagles, Hotel California. The 40th Anniversary Deluxe Edition is available everywhere now. For more, check eagles.com.
The Cleveland Cavaliers and their fans combined to generate a huge win for the Northeast Ohio community during the recently completed 2018 NBA playoffs, once again raising funds to benefit local charities. Admission proceeds to the road game watch parties held at Quicken Loans Arena raised over $500,000 for Cleveland Say Yes to Education scholarships and the Greater Cleveland Habitat for Humanity. The Cavaliers cover all expenses of the watch parties and donate 100% of the admission charges to charity. The Cavs have now generated more than $2.5 million for Cleveland area nonprofit organizations and charitable programs over the last 4 years of the NBA playoffs and finals. Cavaliers in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We need to take a quick time out, but when we come back to Cavs HQ, we'll hear from Cavs general manager Kobe Altman on the Elk and Elk Cavaliers Radio Network. Welcome back to the post-draft show edition of Cavs HQ. Alongside Joe Gabriel, I'm Scott Zarilla. all along the Elk and Elk Cavaliers radio network. So we heard from Colin Sexton, welcoming him to Cleveland on Friday afternoon. We also want to hear from the general manager of the Cavaliers, Kobe Altman. We'll hear from Joe Gabriel about this in just a few minutes. But, you know, it's interesting. This really Kobe's first draft as the general manager of the Cavaliers. And as you'll hear, he's very excited, a lot of optimism within the organization. So let's go back to Cleveland Clinic Courts. This was Thursday night following the draft. And this is Kobe Altman, the general manager of the Cavaliers, talking about the newest Cavalier, Colin Sexton.
Building up to this draft, obviously, was really exciting. And we're incredibly excited about Colin Sexton. And the attitude, work ethic, his competitive fire. He's a scorer, but I just love his competitiveness and what he's going to bring to this franchise and the energy that he's going to bring to this building. And you'll see that fire tomorrow with him. Just a few other things. I mean, it's been about a couple weeks since I've seen some of your guys' faces. We didn't have a season wrap up. The finals certainly hurt, but taking a step back a little bit and realizing what the year meant and what we did, we realized we accomplished a lot this year. Getting back to the finals for a fourth straight time was a big deal for us, especially going through a lot of adversity. It was a unique season for us and very challenging. But we don't take lightly getting back to the finals and what that meant for the franchise, for the city. For us, it was a big accomplishment. And through all that, we managed to get younger as well. And I really do think that we're positioned really well for the future. I think this franchise is healthy. It has youth. It has talent. We're excited about our path into the future, especially after tonight. I'll make a few comments about LeBron. LeBron James played 82 games this season. He played every game into the postseason. It was remarkable, historical. He gave his heart and soul. Die-hard energy, commitment to this team, to this franchise, to the city, to Northeast Ohio. And like I said, it was a historical year and probably one of the best postseason runs of all time. And very, very fortunate to have him here. And what he gave to this franchise this year was nothing short of remarkable, like I said. And we don't take that for granted at all. I'm sure that there'll be a lot of questions about his status. and I won't be able to say much more than the comments I made now. Other than, you know, we continue to have good dialogue with his management team. I think LeBron has more than earned the right to approach his contracts the way he does. He's done that before, so this is nothing new. For us, we want to respect his space during this process, and I continue to have really good dialogue with his management team as he goes through that process. So now that's sort of, you know, I know there will be a lot of questions about it. That's probably all I can say at this point, you know, regarding him. But again, we don't take him for granted, and we love him. This city loves him. He means the world to us and this franchise. And with that, I will open it up for questions.
You obviously seem excited about Colin.
Yeah.
Are you ruling out trading him?
Yes. I think the expectation, every expectation is to keep him. He'll be in town tomorrow. I think we've gone through a long process this year of scouting him. He's come to town. Obviously he's a talented point guard that can score, can get into the lane. He's athletic. He has upside. I think his shooting is improving. But what we're trying to be about in Cleveland right now is guys with great attitude, great work ethic, and then guys that really want to be here. And when I called him tonight, he wanted to run here. And you could tell he exploded out of the phone of how much he wanted to be here. And that's meaningful to us. That's meaningful for the city and how we want to have this organization or guys with that sort of attitude, drive, and that want to be here. And obviously, they're super talented. So we're excited about Colin.
Kobe, at what point did you know that he was your guy?
Well, we were sort of trying to narrow it down. And what's hard is at 8, you don't know what's going to happen. We sort of knew he was going to be in and around our wheelhouse. He came to Cleveland to work out. He had an excellent workout as well. We've seen him live multiple times. He was incredible during the SEC tournament, and that really sort of focused us in and said, hey, if this guy's available, we need to really consider him. And as stuff started to shake out and some bigs came off the board, we were actually excited that came off the board before us. We're like, he's sitting right there. And don't overthink it. Don't overthink it.
Do you think this pick of Sexton will influence LeBron one way or another?
Good question. I hope so. I think the pick, along with our youth and our momentum as a franchise, for LeBron and everybody, I think there's a real energy here, and I think the talent level of Colin, I'm almost sure LeBron recognizes.
You mentioned not overthinking it when you came into tonight, and you would have been told that Colin would have been there at number 8. Would he have been at the top of your board? Or?
Yeah. So again, you're focused in on a few players at that spot, and as it shook out, we actually started to get worried that he can go before then, and then what would you do? And then when he got there, you have the 5 minutes, and minute one, just put it in, and don't mess around anymore. We're pretty pumped.
How sold were you on him before the workout even?
So I think what's interesting is, you have to go through a whole process, and we have a great team around us led by Mike Ganzi, who's our assistant general manager, that has run our draft this whole year. It's a body of work, and then what happens is these workouts come later, and you don't want to invest too much in the workout because it's just a workout, and you got to remember the 5-on-5 they played the entire year. But he came. That was incredible. Go watch the game in Barclays Center, my hometown, Brooklyn, where he had 40 points and almost came back and beat Minnesota 3-on-5. But anyway, really burst on the scene, I think, in the SEC tournament. Got his team to the NCAA tournament. Came here. We met with him in Chicago, so we had to interview him in Chicago. Loved the substance and character he was about. And then he came here and had an unbelievable workout. And what was really encouraging about the workout is he actually shot it a lot better. It looked more pure, looked more natural. And his work ethic, I know, is going to be even better. So we'll see. But the workout certainly helped. I didn't want to put too much into the workout, but it helped. And then you feel people, man. You feel them. So you're going to feel this kid.
So there's Cavaliers general manager Kobe Altman. And Joe, like you and I spoke a little bit earlier this morning before we started the show, and I mentioned prior to the segment, Kobe Altman's first run through for a draft as a general manager, there's got to be a lot of emotion there, but he's always been very confident.
Yes.
And he showed it following the draft. I think he knew what he wanted. I think the organization knew what they wanted, and they went out and got him.
Yeah, things kind of fell their way, and he mentioned it. I asked him about it on draft night. Were you looking for best available player, or did you have, point guard circled? And he really, he said the way, they like some bigs, they like some swing men, they like some wing guys, but really, a point guard is really what they really wanted, and I think they really wanted Colin Sexton. Everything fell their way, and you could really sense a kind of a refreshed Kobe. He just felt this was, like you said, it was his first draft. He's been kind of thrown in the fire. Pretty much every situation has been a fire drill, and this one,
the way to put it,
this one was finally a chance for him and his staff to take their time, evaluate, do workouts. Really, this was a really good moment for him, and you could sense how happy and how confident he was.
We also heard from Coach Lou a little bit on Friday. And, I love Coach Lou, and he's got a terrific personality, but it shows at different times. And I think he deals with us in the media.
Yeah.
I don't think
that's the best way to put it, really. That's the kindest way you could put it, yeah.
But you sense the enthusiasm
exactly.
that he has as well.
Exactly.
Because he talked about the fact of having a point guard that he can mentor a little and just learn how to tie the tie and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's nice, again, for those of us in the media. Hopefully the fans are excited. Haven't had a chance to talk to too many.
Yeah.
But for the general manager and the coach, like you said, to be a little bit refreshed, that refreshes me.
I used to call, when Jetty would get in the game, I used to call it the Tommy effect from Shawshank Redemption. And that there's, you know, in Shawshank, it's a bunch of old cons shuffling around. You know, they're kind of, they've seen it all. They've done it all. All of a sudden, there's some new life infused. And that's how you feel with the Cavs. And that you could tell. T. Lou, a good example. And that Ty Lou, you could tell he felt like, I have a project again.
Mm-hmm.
I have something to work with, something to have to shape and mold. And, you know, I'm not going to complain about going to four straight finals. But when you're in that situation, you're bringing in veterans. You're not developing anybody.
Yes.
You know, if you can develop Jetty Osman on the side or Zizic, that's fine. But for the most part, you're trying to compete for a title. They can do both. So I think now they're thinking, hey, let's bring in some young guys and develop that. And
Joe, along those same lines, before we take a quick timeout, I'm guessing that it's probably not as easy as you might think to draft for the Cavaliers, making runs to the finals. People expect you to continue to go to the playoffs and the finals.
Right.
And sometimes when you bring in a young player, they're not necessarily ready to help you do that. That's got to be kind of a tough thing to juggle.
Right. And the, you know, again, we saw it this year. The spotlight gets really bright around playoff time. And
sure.
guys that did well in March and April, all of a sudden things get a little you know, a little tougher.
when
you get to that altitude, the thing I like about Colin Sexton is he saved his best for last as a freshman in that he had an outstanding SEC tournament, and he got them a nice win in the NCAA tournament. So the kid is not afraid of the bright lights, and I like that about him.
And I think part of what prepared him for that was his 1 year at Alabama, his head coach, Avery Johnson, who had a standout career in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke with Fred McLeod following the draft on Thursday night. We're going to hear from Fred and Avery Johnson. That's coming up next on this post-draft show edition of Cavs HQ on the Elk and Elk Cavaliers Radio Network.
Justin Timberlake, the most dynamic entertainer on the planet, returns to the concert stage. The Man of the Woods Tour. October 2nd, Quicken Loans Arena. Justin Timberlake. The voice. The music. Tickets on sale now at theqarena.com.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
The hardest working man in comedy is back. Kevin Hart. It's the Irresponsible Tour.
I caught my dad giving my kids raw candy out of his pocket. Candy with no wrapper. It was loose. It was just in his pocket. He said,
The box office smash comedian, Kevin Hart.
Where the lines at on that peppermint?
Kevin Hart.
5 minutes go by, I saw my dad take that peppermint out of his mouth, put it back in his pocket. Those were half sucked on peppermints.
Thursday, October 4th in Quicken Loans Arena. Tickets on sale now at theqarena.com. Don't miss Kevin Hart.
Join Wine & Gold United, the official season ticket membership of the Cavaliers.
Up top, Kevin Lamb, and going nuts at the queue.
Wine & Gold United members receive top loyalty pricing on Cavs tickets, playoff priority, team shop discounts, and access to exclusive events. 22 and 44 game memberships with flexible monthly payment plans are now available. Join Wine & Gold United by calling 800-820-CAVS or visit cavs.com/enroll.
Since 1909, Nichols Bakery has been providing fresh, delicious, quality baked goods to Ohio families. From breads, buns, to sweet goods, Nichols Bakery has just what you need to get ready for the game or any meal. Stop by your nearest Discount Drug Mart and pick up fresh Nichols breads, buns, and other Nichols Bakery products today. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Discount Drug Mart.
get you the runaround. You'll find everything you need.
Back on Cavs HQ, the post-draft show edition. Scott Zerilla with you. Colin Sexton, the newest Cleveland Cavalier. Of course, now will be coached by Tyronn Lue, a former NBA point guard. He was coached in college by a former NBA point guard, a stand-up point guard, Avery Johnson. Of course, won a championship with the San Antonio Spurs. Our Fred McLeod caught up with Avery Johnson following the draft, so we thought we could bring you that interview right here.
Well, very familiar face, Avery Johnson, NBA champion, now a heck of a college coach with the Alabama Crimson Tide. What kind of player is Cleveland getting in Colin Sexton?
Well, they're getting a very explosive player, a player that has a lot of confidence in his ability. He's mentally and physically tough. He gets three-point plays at the basket on his drives. He can get his shot off against anybody. But he's a two-way player. He just doesn't play offense. He's very competitive on the defensive end. But more than anything, he has strong character and a great family.
Sort of like you. Because and that's what it takes in this, to be a leader at the point guard position, don't you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, Colin, towards the end of the year, really figured it out about when to take his shot, when to get his teammates involved. And a byproduct of that was we were an NCAA tournament team and advanced in the tournament for the first time, you know, since 2002. And he was directly correlated with all of that success. So he's a kid that, you know, overcame a lot of adversity this year. To start the season, he played a game here in the Barclays Center, 3-5, and we almost won because of his determination and tenacity.
So did you share some of the pick and roll secret sauce with him that he's going to need?
He, to his credit, came in as a good pick and roll player. Mm-hmm. So he had a lot of those natural skills of knowing when to change speeds. But we talked a lot about reading defenses, and that was my specialty. And he picked up on it, and as he continued to progress in that area, we got better. And on the NBA level, he's going to be playing with even more shooters that can spread the floor for him for his drives. But also, you know, he's going to be a guy that can average double-figure assists too.
So, Avery, when you talked to scouts from the Cavaliers and front office personnel, did you have to sell Colin very much?
Well, I think they obviously did their homework. I know, you know, a few guys in their front office, and obviously there was a lot of video. They attended a lot of games. We had our first pro day this year where we had 58 scouts attend our first annual pro day. So they had a lot of information on Colin, but at the same time, I kind of peeled the onion back and took him behind the scenes of a young man that just had unbelievable ability. I believe he'll be a perennial all-star.
Do you really?
Oh, absolutely. This kid, and he's not going to be afraid of playing against anybody. So we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope the big guy stays, because I sure like to see them play together.
For one other thing, I know you recently said Colin's got the it factor. Yeah. What does that mean in your mind at the NBA level?
Part of it is, can you make plays when plays break down?
Right.
All coaches have cute offenses. But can you make a play when the play breaks down? He has that ability. It's, what is the mid-range, to pull up three, get into the basket, get three-point plays. He's the fastest guy with and without the ball I've seen in my career. So, and he's got that entertainment factor, which, you know.
Which for me, doing play-by-play is great. You got me ready.
You need it. So he's a guy that fans in Cleveland are really going to embrace, and he's a hard worker. He spends a lot of time in the gym. So, they're going to really enjoy getting to know him and watching him perform on the court.
Does he have a nickname?
The Young Bull.
Young Bull. I love it.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Good stuff from Avery Johnson there with our Fred McLeod. Some good little insight on the newest Cavalier, Colin Sexton. Well, we need to take one more timeout. When we come back, Joe Gabriel, he will join me, and we will wrap things up. It's the post-draft show edition of Cavs HQ on the Elk and Elk Cavaliers Radio Network.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the 7 most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hannah, 668, 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large spacious suites at Residences at Hallie will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything K&D has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at knd.com.
If you need new furniture or mattresses, you probably wish you had a friend in the business. You do. Levin's Clearance Center and Outlet is packed with incredible deals on living rooms, bedrooms, recliners, top brand mattresses, and more. Plus, with 50, 60, up to 70% off special buys, one-of-a-kinds, and discontinued inventory, it's like having a best friend in the business. Sofas start at $298, recliners only $177, and no interest for 6 months. Visit LevinFurniture.com for outlet locations.
It's time for some basketball. At the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Phil Collins, Not Dead Yet, live this October. Legendary artist, limited date. October 18th, Quicken Loans Arena. On sale now. Tickets available online at theqarena.com. Phil Collins, live.
Hey, Dexter, did you ever find that thingy you were looking for on Smart Mart?
Did I? I found that and a landscape lighting package with some sweet post lamps and all sorts of electrical services, appliance protection, and repair plans. You can also get your trees trimmed. There's a connected home plan with smart thermostats, electric vehicle chargers, and filters. Who do they have filters? There's air filters.
What Dexter's trying to say is that Smart Mart by First Energy has the products and services you need to simplify your life.
Pool filters, spa filters, so many
filters. Shop now at smart-mart.com.
Wrapping up the post-draft show edition of Cavs HQ on the Elk and Elk Cavaliers Radio Network. Scott Cirilla and Joe Gabriel with you. Well, we just heard from Alabama head coach Avery Johnson. And, you know, Joe, I know you liked what you heard from Collins.
First thing I have to say is that T. Lou tried his he just barely broke out his Avery Johnson impression. And that's one, like, every guy has one, I think. Like, T. Lou had one. I know Damon Jones has one. I think it's like like Harry Carey. Everyone has their own impression of him. But I love what he said. I love that it's Avery Johnson coached him. Avery Johnson won a championship. Mm-hmm. Comes from the Spurs culture, and the things he said about him having the it factor, and the fact that he could have come right out of high school. He just, you can tell Avery Johnson is really behind this kid. So it's good.
And you know, Joe, it's we were talking also how difficult that must be for Kobe Altman, his first draft, mm-hmm. because there's always so many questions, and one of which was Michael Porter Jr. Yeah. Where would he go? Mm-hmm. Well, he happened to be available at 8, but I thought the way Kobe explained the direction they went was, you know, pretty convincing to me.
Yeah, the one thing the Cavs could not have come out with, I thought, on a Friday morning was a question mark kind of player. As good as Michael Porter could be, I think the Cavs needed to kind of, you know, hit a double here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Really
sure.
Kind of get what they wanted and get a position of need and not swing for the fences. That's something Denver, they might be in a position to do that. The Cavs right now are not in a
Correct.
Position to do
right.
that. So,
and, you know, one of the things, too, about Colin Sexton, I need to see, obviously, more of him. Mm-hmm. And I'm very excited to see him in summer league in a few weeks.
Yes.
But the way I think he fits in well, I think if he's good enough, you can start him.
Mm-hmm.
he certainly will be your backup, if nothing else, to George Hill. But I think his style of play, the way the league has gotten a little bit quicker and more versatile, I think you can play those guys together in the backcourt at times.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's a guard league now, so, I mean, you can definitely play them together. Depending on who's on the team, you can take certain guys off the ball that you know, where you can give him primary ball handlings. And the kid, you know, he can score, so obviously can play off the ball. So I think your options, you have a ton of options with this kid.
And what I liked most hearing from Kobe Altman was tough, competitive, mm-hmm. and competes.
Yes.
And you need as much of that as you can get.
Yeah.
Joe, as always, thank you for the time. We've done our due diligence. We've paid the piper for doing two draft shows, and I think we've done a good job. Thanks, as always.
Thanks, E-Man.
So for Joe Gabriel, this is Scott Zarilla saying thanks so much for tuning in to the post-draft show edition of Cavs HQ on the Elk and Elk Cavaliers Radio Network.
Countertop Solutions, a family-owned and operated company, is your one-stop local shop when it comes to countertop replacement. As a direct-buy showroom, they carry a large selection of laminate, solid surface, granite, and engineered stone countertops. Schedule your countertop replacement, and your kitchen can have that championship look again in just one day. Stop into one of their six showrooms in the Cleveland and Akron areas. Call 866-376-TOPS or visit countertopsolutions.org.
Driving to Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Burke Lakefront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.